You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. It is week 157 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
How many weeks should we do until we celebrate again?
Until we hit a milestone?
Yeah. What do you mean? 200?
Yeah, 200.
Seems pretty far away.
But it'd probably be will we hit a year? Another year before we hit 200? We will, won't we?
Just about.
Because 44. So I don't know what'll come first.
We can easily be around the same
time. Be able to do the math. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, 175 is kind of cool.
Behind the Orange Curtain is over almost 2 years old now.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, needed like do hunker some time and do one.
Yeah. We just need to get those people back together.
Set a sign. I don't know. I think game nights are a good ruse to do it, but I feel like we have to do it before we start playing games.
Yeah.
Or else, get too wrapped up in it.
Yeah. And then we're going to be like, let's just do another month of pandemic.
Exactly. We got to do that too. Man. We're failing at life.
Yeah. Not really. We're still doing this.
No, yeah.
And I just
we're
graduated.
Failing at specific goals we set.
Yeah.
And I think we will play Pandemic.
But now I have no excuse unless I'm out of town.
Yeah.
Like I'm free as a bird now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm as free as a bird now. That's a classic. That doesn't get respect.
It doesn't.
That song should be played in every bar in America every night.
I think the problem is it's like,
so long.
It's like 8 minutes long.
Same as like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. I think that's why they avoid it.
I think they should make a short version of that.
They must have one, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like if I heard that song and it was and then you're like, I would get irritated.
Yeah, you're like, where is the guitar solo? For a minute.
Yeah, I'd get pretty irritated.
I think one of these days I need to just pull out all my plastic instruments again, and we need to just play like Rock Band.
Rock Band again. We should see see if it's like, is it like riding a bike? Yeah. Can you like just start playing it again? Because I'm not too sure.
What instrument would you go to first?
Naturally, I'd go to the guitar.
Because you're pretty good at guitar.
But I was pretty good at guitar.
I think I'd have to go back to the vocals again.
Yeah, that I know I couldn't do easily.
I don't think I could do them. I used to be able to hit those notes, and then I got like sick a few times, and then my voice
got destroyed. Singing was always like the hardest for me, almost.
Singing was always
easiest
for me.
I wasn't good at drumming either.
Drumming was very difficult.
But drumming. That's all there was, like guitar, drumming, and...
Yeah, singing.
There's no fourth?
Another guitar, like a bass.
Oh, yeah, bass. Bass is like the easiest.
Or second guitar, yeah.
Because you're like, there's barely any notes most of the time.
Yeah. Anyways... Let's do The Leftovers.
Yes.
Movie news.
Yes, we got the title of the fifth Transformers.
I don't know.
I think so. They just keep coming. Keep coming. They're calling it Transformers: The Last Night.
Is this the last one?
I wish. I don't
but
think
it's
so.
Not.
They're creating a universe. They're creating a Transformers universe that I think they're going to like cross over with like G.I. Joe or something. And they're like... They're going to do like a Bumblebee spinoff. Remember they're like have a writer's room that they put together. It's so bizarre. Like, I don't get this title either, and I don't care. And I don't think their story matters.
The night. It's Night with a K, just so people know.
Oh, yeah. It is Night with a K. I wish it was The Last Night with an N, because then it'd be like, it's the last night, then they all die, I hope.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. That'd be brutal and awesome.
What if that's how you found out? You're like, when the sun, you know what? Tomorrow, the sun will never rise.
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Tomorrow... The sun will rise and never set again.
Whoa.
This is the last night.
Oh. But we're not going to die. Could we live with the sun out all the time?
I don't think mentally you could.
Probably not. Well, what if you black out the curtains?
You'd have to have the blackout curtains.
I think like society would change, and I think we would... The planet would probably overheat and we'd die somehow.
I think we need nighttime.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, this is the N, the K N I T.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they're just like
K N I G H T.
Oh yeah. No, K N I T.
Good night.
Did they just see like, the Dark Knight Rises and the Dark Knight made money? So like, let's put Knight in the title.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's weird. I'm sure it's explained. I don't know. I still never heard like the titles always confuse me. It's like one's like Dark Side of the Moon. They go to the moon the one time. One's the Revenge of the Fallen, but like the Fallen's one of the Octobots' names or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that one. Is that the one with the Viking?
Yeah, the old, like the old
that was so guy, cool because he had like a beard. He had like a mechanical beard, yeah. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, but like the stories are so like I don't understand. Like, do people make? Is it like people like really into the Transformers? The story, like the plot of it.
Like now.
Like did,
how old? Like, are we taking out anyone under the age?
I don't know.
Like
I'm six? Trying. Well, the people. Yeah, I don't, the people that see these movies.
I don't think so.
I just don't understand. Like, I can't imagine. I understand viscerally. I like robots. This is cool, but like the history of their like maybe it's related to the cartoons or the comics, and I just don't know. It's very close to it. I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. It's just closely related to that, and I think it's bizarre because it sounds weird to me.
Yeah.
And it seems like the same plot over and over.
You can't, anything you say, there has to be someone.
You're right.
Is there someone who collects yellow sponges? Probably.
Yes, it has to be. There are a lot of people on this planet.
Yeah, and there's a lot of weirdos. Yeah. Someone out there collects only yellow sponges.
I gotta imagine.
Used yellow sponges.
I gotta imagine I don't know. I'm not tapped into that world. I'm trying to say the majority of the people that watch the Transformer movies are like.
Popcorn movie.
Cool, like, but I don't think that for like. Comic book, like superhero movie, like Marvel movies. I know some, but I wouldn't. Maybe a majority, probably a majority, actually. I don't know. I don't know how it's these Transformers movies confuse me. Yeah. Anyway, if you like the continuity, Josh Duhamel from the first two Transformers, he's coming back,
and also Las Vegas. He was in the show Las Vegas.
Was he in the show Las Vegas?
Yeah, Aziz has that joke.
Oh yeah, he does.
Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas. You don't know that because you don't even know what Las Vegas is. You know how I know that? Because Josh Duhamel doesn't even TiVo Las Vegas.
That show's not on still.
Right? I don't think so.
Okay.
That was a weird show. Did you ever watch it?
I've seen it before, yeah.
It's like, don't they like work in a casino or something? And yeah. Like, all the shit.
And then, yeah, a bunch of shit goes down. And like
they're like, oh no, like this guy's sleeping with this secretary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Some guy's trying to cheat and they're beating him up.
I'm always like, this just seems like CSI with no murders. And
yeah, it's just like casino side.
But yeah, he's returning. So I think Tyrese is always talking.
He's
trying to get back in. He's like, put me back in. You haven't used my character in like three movies. So that's Transformers update. You can tell I'm bitter about Transformers for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm so mad. I shouldn't be as mad. I shouldn't be so mad. Dark Side of the Moon. But I've seen them all, so I got nothing to complain about. You haven't even seen the Mark Wahlberg one, so. No. Or have you, right? You haven't seen it, so.
I don't think I've seen most of them. I don't even think I saw the third one. Is that the Fallen one? What's the one Megan Fox?
We saw the second one together, I think.
I've seen Megan Fox.
Yeah, you missed the other one, The Dark Side of the Moon.
Didn't watch that.
Yeah, that's what they changed the chick.
To Rosie Huntington something?
Yeah, and then Shia is still in it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one, and then I didn't watch Mark Wahlberg one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the fifth one. Yep.
Yep. That's them.
This is a nice world I'm living in. I don't think I'm
you are living in a good world.
I think
you don't watch a lot of like terrible movies that I watch.
Yeah, I never did though.
Yeah, true.
Actually, no, I used to watch a lot of bad movies, but I think that's what. Now I have nothing but free time. That might change.
But yeah, you may find. You may go into the Transformers world.
Maybe I'll be that guy who's very into it. I'm like, dude, you didn't see it.
You don't understand. Like, this
movie lined
cool.
up with issue 135, man. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, they're referencing the last night.
I think my problem is I don't care about the humans at all. So just give me, like, a Transformers movie where it's, like, them. Right. But I guess this is the same thing with, like, Godzilla or King Kong. It's like, I don't care about them at all. But like
exactly, I'm nodding my head so hard that might bump the microphone.
That would be a weird movie if they just had Godzilla fight for an hour.
I would love it.
I would love it too, but I don't think they would do that.
No, because how do you feel for a monster? The thing is, I look in a mirror every day, so I do feel for the monsters.
I mean, it's just they're so much more likable because they don't do like stupid things.
Yeah, they're tortured souls.
Yeah. Like, they're just too big for this world, man.
Yeah.
And they don't fit in.
That's how I feel sometimes. I'm just too big for this world, man.
Yeah, just don't fit in. It's not their fault.
They can't handle
their planet
my ideas.
Got destroyed, man. He's like Optimus Prime is Superman.
So. Oh, I was talking about Godzilla and King Kong.
Back them, too. But
it's too big for this world.
Yeah.
Just trying to live my life normal.
Like, they're...
and they come try to take me and parade me around like a freak show.
Yeah, it's not King Kong's fault. He's like,
it's going not my all, fault. All I fall in New love York. With a tiny blonde woman.
That's how he feels, man.
Yeah, I rewatched Jackass 2.5.
Yeah,
and the first one of the first sketches that they talk about is the one where they dress Preston Lacey up as King Kong, mm-hmm. like with black paint, and Wee Man is the blonde girl, and he's standing on top of a porta potty, mm-hmm. and they're flying remote control planes at him.
Yeah,
and he's so scared the first day of Heights that they have to do it again, and he takes a Xanax, mm-hmm. and it's like it's so funny. It reminds me of like King Kong. It's
yeah.
Like, it's so great.
Tetris the movie, yes, it exists. They're making a Tetris movie. I think it's like $80 million budget or something. Yeah. I think it's like in conjunction with like some Chinese production company or something.
You know why they call it Tetris?
There's four.
Combination four. Of tetra and tennis.
Really? I thought it was like tetra means four.
Yeah, tetra means four.
Oh, okay.
But they somehow, I don't know why. Tennis was the favorite game of the creator.
Oh,
weird. Or something like that.
I think, and I read it was going to be a trilogy. I don't know if I read that.
It should
that
be correctly. A quadrilogy.
It really should.
Bring a full circle.
Yeah, can you, has anything split up like, part three. Has anything been like intentionally, oh, we're going to do four? I guess you could say the hung. I don't consider that. Are parts, you consider no. that like four? Okay. There's never been a thing that goes out of its way to say we're going to be a quadrilogy. Like everything.
Harry Potter. Nailed it.
Look seven, at that. Eight.
Yeah.
It's not a quadrilogy.
Oh, I thought you meant anything more than three.
More than three, yeah. They intentionally did that. But I'm saying, like, you never hear, oh, we're going to, you either hear we're going to do a trilogy.
Yeah,
or,
why
I guess
trilogy?
You could say a franchise. Yeah. I think, did Star Wars start it? Star Wars started it?
Possibly. You want to look at, like, the first trilogy? Maybe.
Star Wars, I think Star Wars started it. Because I can't think of any. What was the first sequel? These are all questions. This is our era, so this is just.
First. I'm looking at first movie trilogy. Son of Frankenstein.
What year was that?
1912.
All right. Sequels have been around a long time. Sequels have been around Fall of a Nation released in 1916 and considered the first feature-length movie sequel according to the story of Hollywood and illustrated history.
Oh, wait. Hmm. This one says 1916.
Yeah.
And it was...
Birth of a Nation.
No, this is a different one. The Antichrist trilogy.
Oh, that's first trilogy. This is the first sequel.
Yeah.
So nothing new. It's just that's all they make now.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know what you do with the Tetris movie, but any of these movies, I never know what they can do. Have there been any of these game movies? Well, I guess Battleship came to exist, and it was like, that's nothing like Battleship. But it's just the IP. I think they're like, people know that. They'll watch it, right?
And they had Rihanna and Liam Neeson. How could they have done wrong?
Exactly. It sounds like a good
movie. I don't know, because I never saw that movie.
Me either. I actually didn't check that one out. I'm surprised. I'm surprised, too, because it's right up my alley. You got some, I think, aliens are in it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a movie I'd be like, I'll check it out. I watched, like, Battle of Los Angeles. Wasn't a great movie.
What's the other one?
It's one with, like, I forget. We always...
There's, like, two movies that are the same thing.
Yeah, it's, like, came out the same time.
Because two... Well, you know,
Skyline?
Yeah, Skyline.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that movie with Jamie Foxx with the jet that was, like, smart?
Oh, Stealth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was with Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
And they were, like...
They were jet fighters.
They were, like, the best fighter pilots. And, like, we're going to send this AI
to, like, learn how
he's better than you. Humans make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then he goes crazy and then, like, gets shot down in, like, North Korea or something.
Wait, what?
They get shot down in, like, North Korea and then, like...
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They go to North Korea? Is there a movie in take place in parts of North Korea?
I think they get, like, shot down in North Korea. And then they have to get rescued or something.
By stealth.
No, I don't think he ever turns good again. Or he's got to like refuel and stuff. It's a weird movie.
Yeah. Another movie that's coming out is called Goodbye Christopher Robin. And Margot Robbie is going to play Winnie the Pooh creator's wife. So the creator of Winnie the Pooh, okay. His wife is Margot Robbie. But if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. the real life Christopher Robin, like, hated his father for making him Winnie the Pooh, like, for that whole thing existing.
Is that true? I thought it was. Is it?
Is it similar? That's either with true Dennis or, the Menace.
Okay, that the same I think both story. Of
them. You want me to look it up?
I know the Dennis the Menace, the one I remember hearing that on the podcast on a podcast.
That was on Smodcast. Yes. Or Tell Him Steve Dave. It was on the crossover.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. But that's the same story about Winnie the Pooh. Or
yeah, because he was, I think, in World War II or something. Let's see. By A.A. Milne. Biography.
Technologic. Is this movie made by Disney? Do we know?
I have no idea. Christopher Robin Milne. Okay. Later life. Okay, so while serving abroad during World War II, he began to resent what he saw as his father's exploitation of his childhood and came to hate the books that had thrust him into the public eye. After being discharged from the army, he went to Cambridge to complete his studies and graduated with a third-class honors degree in English. He married his first cousin.
Whoa. Is that what this movie's about?
Well, no, that's the kid. That's when they're saying goodbye. I think the movie ends with him.
Whoa.
His mother disliked the marriage, partly because she did not get along with her brother Leslie's father, Aubrey. She had wanted her son to marry his childhood friend, Anne Darlington. In 1951, Milne and his wife moved to Dartmouth to found the Harbor Bookshop, which turned out to be a success, though his mother had thought the decision odd, as Milne did not seem to like business, and as a bookseller would regularly have to meet Pooh fans. While both of these issues did at times cause them frustration, Milne and his wife ran their bookshop for many years without any help from the royalties from the sales of Pooh books. After he retired from the bookshop, his wife and a business partner opened a secondhand bookshop. The Harbor Bookshop closed in September 2011 and was succeeded in nearby premises on 5th December of that year by the Dartmouth Community Bookshop. Milne occasionally visited his father after the elder Milne became ill, but once his father died, he did not see his mother during the 15 years that passed before her death. Even when she was on her deathbed, she refused to see her son. A few months after his father's death in 1956, Christopher's daughter Claire was born and was diagnosed with severe cerebral palsy. She later ran a charity for the disabled called the Claire Milne Trust.
Some darkness. This movie.
Yeah, and he lived for some years with myasthenia gravis, which is a neuromuscular disease that leads to fluctuating muscle weakness and fatigue. He died in his sleep on April 20th, 1996. What up? That's our podcast birthday, and also Hitler's birthday and 420, yo. He was 75 years old after his death was described by one newspaper as a dedicated atheist. What? After his death, he was described by one newspaper as a dedicated atheist. Okay, so yeah, he hated his father because of the exploit of his childhood.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited for this movie.
Yeah.
This movie sounds horrible. Like, subject is horrible.
A lot of stuff, bad stuff happens.
You think he's going to marry his first cousin in this movie?
I hope they have like a scene where they meet as kids and it's like really... And I'll just start laughing.
What are you doing,
I'll
Christopher Robin?
I'll just start laughing.
Like, Christopher, don't close the door. You're like, holy Christ.
Whoa, this movie went in weird places.
Anne is like, play with Anne instead. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm excited for this movie.
Yeah.
This is so weird. Let's move on to TV. Nancy Drew, CBS, passes on the modern take on the children's detective books, Nancy Drew, which I like to call The Mistress of Mystery. That was my title that they should have gone with.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea, because I believe the concept is she's Nancy Drew, but modern times, and she's like 30.
Oh, what?
It's not, yeah.
Like not the, like a teenager?
No. So it made no sense. They were just using the name, it seemed
Do you
like.
Think CBS would have passed on the Hardy Boys?
They shouldn't. Hardy Boys.
They wait, what? They shouldn't have passed? They shouldn't pass on that? Or they
Hardy Boys sounds awesome.
Did you ever read the Hardy Boys books?
I think I read a couple.
Yeah. Here Real easy reads.
Very easy reads. But, no, I mean, if you're adapting, like, I feel like that's not an adaptation. You're, like, just taking the name Nancy Drew and she's like a cop or something. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to do it, make it, like, a child, like, detective.
A child, like, teenager.
Yeah.
That's like, you get, what's her name?
That's the concept there.
You cancel Supergirl. You get her. No. Make her Nancy Drew.
No. No, don't cancel Supergirl.
But you get someone that looks like her.
Maybe they put that in that slot.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Monday. I'm interested to see. Well, maybe they move Big Bang back to Monday.
God damn, that would devastate Supergirl.
That would crush it in the ratings.
Do you think that's the same audience?
Well, if we're saying the audience just leaves it on Channel 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Sherlock news. Toby Jones joins us season 4 as a villain. So that's Zola himself.
Is this the season they're currently filming? Were filming right after Doctor Strange? Okay.
And Rush Hour has been canceled.
I never saw
it. We talked about it last podcast, so I thought I'd put it in.
Okay.
Because you're like, whatever happened to Rush Hour?
Yeah, I was curious what happened. Because I know it aired on TV, and they bring it in like a random month, like spring of this year. Mm-hmm. It just like showed up randomly. I was like, nah, unless you got me some Jackie Chan and... Like, I feel like they played those roles, too. They were... Nah, I don't know. Didn't seem interesting to me.
Okay.
None of these, like, TV show, like, movies seemed that interesting to me. It's, like, just seemed like a waste.
Yeah. And there's nothing on Netflix tonight. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow. And we'll talk about some stuff we viewed, mm-hmm. which is Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, The Flash. And we'll give you a discussion question.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.